Good morning,
Good
Mom.
morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Mom.
Because I
Good morning.
To be
We're starting the meeting. Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Mo H. and I am a recovered compulsive overeater from Walnut Creek, California. Today is Tuesday. This is July the 7th to the 10 a.m. meeting. And today we are reading from the Big Book. We are on page 50 of We Agnostics. The second paragraph down begins with, "In our personal stories, you will find," through one paragraph ending, "individual to settle for himself." And the comments will be on that one paragraph only. Today's readers are the 12 Steps, Kate F., the 12 Traditions, Lisa W. Then the readers of the text are Kathy M., Lou Ann C., and Chanel T. The share ID for Monday, July 6th, the 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 23,611. That's 23611. And for Tuesday, July 7th, 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 23,613. That's 23613. And our newcomer greeter is Hana Yetta R. And our announcements person is Leslie M. Thank you all for your service this month. Okay, the OA preamble, Overeaters Anonymous, is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose, OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose: to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. And here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. And I will now ask Kate F. to read the 12 steps of OA. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning, Mo. Good morning, everyone, and thank you. This is Kate F. from Washington State. The 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. 1, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for letting me be of service.
Well, thank you very much, Kate F. from Washington State. Up next, we have, let's see, I will now ask Lisa W. to read the 12 Traditions of OA. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Mo. This is Chanel T covering for Lisa. Oh, there's oh. Lisa. Go for it, Lisa.
Oh, thank you.
Hi, good morning, Lisa W. in Colorado. I'm so glad I'm here. I thought I was reading them on Thursday.
All right, I have you down, Lisa W., for reading the 12 steps. There might have been a little mix-up with who's doing what this morning. So, Lisa, will you please read the 12 traditions of OA?
I absolutely will. Just finding them. Okay. Your appendix one. There we go. 12 traditions. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends on OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. Four, each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. Five, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. Six, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. Seven, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. Eight, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. Nine, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. Hence, the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, and films. 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all our traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. I'll pass.
Thank you very much. That's Lisa W. from Colorado. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, and then press star 1 to mute your phone again. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speakers should be muted. And today we resume our study of the Big Book. We are on page 50, the chapter We Agnostics, the second paragraph down. Begins with, in our personal stories, you will find, through one paragraph ending, individual to settle for himself, and the comments will be on that one paragraph only. And I will now ask Kathy M. to begin reading and comment for us. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Mo. This is Kathy M. from Michigan, recovering compulsive overeater, just for today, as always. The reading. In our personal stories, you will find a wide variation in the way each teller approaches and conceives of the power which is greater than himself. Whether we agree with a particular approach or conception seems to make little difference. Experience has taught us that these are matters about which, for our purpose, we need not be worried. They are questions for each individual to settle for himself. So this is one of those paragraphs that when I was reading the book, I've read this chapter multiple times. When I was reading the book, I never really paid attention to the nuggets of wisdom in this paragraph. Yet I was aware that our spiritual convictions are personal and need not be similar to others' ideas. I came in as an agnostic, and I was very leery of anything religious or spiritual, and it was very, suspicious of people who talked about God a lot and, you know, used the word God to talk about their higher power. But this paragraph is clearly saying to me, I don't need to know another's definition of their higher power. Only my own understanding of my own higher power matters in my recovery. And in reading the book and also in sponsoring others, we don't need to worry ourselves about that aspect of the sponsee's recovery or of the stories that are being told in this book. We only need to worry about those folks' ability to turn their will over to their higher power. What it also tells me, this paragraph also tells me, is that the only thing we need to have in common with anyone else in this program is the illness, the condition of being a compulsive eater. This program, the solution to my problem, finding a higher power that can do for me what I cannot do for myself, is the most important thing. And this community is the most inclusive community in my world, in my experience, because we're a group of people with a common goal. And none of our differences, even that we worship or respect a different spirit or religious higher power, none of our differences are relevant in our ability to recover, as long as we have that higher power that's our own understanding. And I'm so much more tolerant and accepting now of religious people and others' religious beliefs than I used to be, having realized that I have my own personal belief in a higher power that, thanks to this program and an amazing sponsor, I was able to find despite being agnostic, despite being suspicious. My mind has really opened up to accepting other people's... I'm not even judgmental of other religions anymore. And I used to be... You know, the first thing I would be is like, well, but that religion does this, that religion does that. They start all the wars. They do this, they do that. I don't think that way anymore. I think now that the people who truly practice the principles of their own spiritual knowledge are doing their best, and they have lots of things to offer to me. And I try to take the positive. And I've just become a much more tolerant person. And this paragraph is really the great description of that tolerance that has developed in me. And with that, I will pass. Thank you for letting me share.
Hey, thank you very much, Kathy M. from Michigan, for getting us started. I want to remind everybody, although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share that their experience too, and that is on both meetings. So now I will take a list of names of people who'd like to share on this paragraph.
Lou Ann C.
Colorado.
Okay, I heard Lou Ann C. I heard somebody from Colorado.
Rebecca S.
And from
Becca.
California.
So that was
Jason.
Rebecca. Wait a minute. Rebecca A. Rebecca M. And then I heard a Jason, but I heard somebody before Jason.
Carrie N. from California.
Carrie, is that C or K?
C-A-R-R-I-E.
Thank you. Carrie M.
Dion R.
Jason. Dion R.
Rebecca M.
Rebecca M. Oh, I got you, Rebecca. You're number two.
No, I think there's two Rebeccas, actually.
Oh, Rebecca M. and
Rebecca
R., huh?
No, Rebecca S. was number two.
Rebecca S., did you say?
Yeah, in Colorado.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, there are two Rebeccas. Thank you for helping me. Okay, we have Elaine C., Rebecca F., Carrie M., Jason. I didn't get your last initial. I'll remember it as we go along. Dion R. Let's everyone mute. And if you didn't get in this lineup, we'll get you in the next. And we'll everybody mute except Luann C. Good morning, Luann.
Good morning, Mo. Thanks for taking the meeting, and thanks to everybody doing service. I'm Luann C. Today, I'm gratefully recovered and on my feet in Boise, Idaho. I really echo some things in my heart what the opener said today. The word that stood out to me in this paragraph was the word approach. And when I looked it up, it said to come nearer to begin work on a means of access, which I think is really relevant here. And this paragraph tells me, like our lead said, it doesn't matter how anyone else conducts their relationship with God. The only thing that matters is that I make my approach so I can live. When I came to the 12 steps, I was in Al-Anon, and my sponsor said to me, you know, go home and make a list of everything you want your higher power to be or that you need him to be. And in my mind, I'm like, really, is that what we're doing here? We're making things up? And, you know, that ain't going to work for me. But, you know, I went home and went into my meditation room where I'm supposed to be peaceful, but I was hot. I was mad about it. And so I'm pacing around and I go, all right, I'll tell you what I need. I need you to be real. I need to be able to come to you with these problems. I need you to help me. I need to be able to talk to you and hear from you. I mean, where have you been? And if you can't be real, I don't need you. And I don't care if I go to hell because I'm in hell. But, you know, in that honest conversation from my heart, my old concept of God was just shattered because the old God I was given would have struck me down for that language. But instead, what I felt was an opening, you know, like, Luann, I've been waiting for you. Like, let's start talking. And that was the beginning of a relationship with a God I didn't even believe in. But that relationship has grown with time, and it is the solution to my eating problem and all my problems is what I'm finding out. You know, and if you're new or you're struggling to find access to a power that will solve your eating problems, maybe just try using your own words and pour out your heart, but most importantly, to listen. And, you know, that was my approach, and it's working every day, one day at a time. I'm just so grateful to be here and for all of you. So thank you for helping me. I pass.
And thank you very much, Luann C. from Idaho, right now. Up next is Rebecca F., followed by Carrie M. Good morning, Rebecca.
Yeah, hi, good morning. Rebecca S., recovering in Colorado. And I appreciate the lead and the previous share. And so this morning, I woke up early, I couldn't fall back to sleep. And for once, I thought, well, you know what, I'll just get up. And maybe I'll read the paragraph before the vision meeting. Maybe today I'll share. And because I am agnostic to the concept of an intelligent being and an interventionist God, this chapter is pretty significant for me. And, this meeting is about sharing what the big book directions mean to me or how I'm applying them. But I really needed translation of this chapter, you know, kind of the whole book, but definitely this chapter by someone who I believed understood where I was coming from with this issue. And because if I read this chapter with my own filter, with my own intellect, it does not work for me. And with that understanding, you know, with that defense, I can't approach the program, honestly. But I listen to a lot of special editions, and for anyone who is interested in multiple interpretations of the chapter, Laurie C. has a special edition that really was the key to unlocking this for me. And as demonstrated by Laurie, I use my deepest values, and I've never been more excited about recovery than I am now. I'm working steps because I'm excited to live by them. And that's really revolutionary for someone who's been working steps for a long time in another program and had to come at this with more of a beginner's mind. But this paragraph specifically was a relief to me because it says, I'm not a second-class OA citizen. I don't have to agree with other people's concept. People don't have to agree with my concept. The only thing that is required is that the power greater than myself is, in fact, greater than myself. It's greater than my intellect. It's greater than my ego. And it's really, really working. I've been abstinent for a couple of months with no temptations. I'm about to meet with my sponsor on the 10th step. And I also know that on this issue, I need to share not to be contrary to the big book or to anyone else. I need to check my motives, not be defensive. And so why I wanted to share on this paragraph in this chapter is that anyone else who might be struggling with this issue and remaining agnostic, there is hope. So thank you, and I'll pass.
Thank you very much. That was Rebecca, was your last initial F, as in Frank, from Colorado? That's all right if you've muted. All right, up next is Carrie M, followed by Jason. Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning, Mo. It's Carrie N from California.
Thank you.
And just so excited. Along with my other favorite paragraph about the scrap heap, this is a very important paragraph for me. And those two words, approaches and conceives, it actually says it twice in this paragraph. First, it says, in our personal stories, you will find a wide variation in the way each teller approaches and conceives of the power which is greater than himself. Whether we agree with a particular approach or conception seems to make little difference. I too come from a change about in my life where I did not want to discuss whether God existed or didn't exist. I just thought that my own willpower was my God. Oh, and by the way, also my alcoholic foods were my God too. But so important for me to get let off the hook. I get baffled by my resistance when I hear people talking about their higher powers. It's so important to me to put all that aside, like I've heard everybody talk about, just to hear the speakers and the people that share talk about how open and welcoming they find this process. And what this reminded me of is in the appendix, it says, most of us think this awareness of a power greater than ourselves is the essence of a spiritual experience. So my assignment is for me to work with a sponsor and have that sponsor put my hand in the hand of that power. And I'm grateful that I don't have to spend all my time resisting and just resisting. What I get to do instead is I get to move this whole process from my head to my heart. And that gives me permission to have a spiritual experience and to have it be just not what I think about it, but to have an awareness of it and approach. And I even switch the words like pray. How do you pray to God? How do you meditate? And I've decided I don't pray and I don't meditate. I mean, some days this is what I think. What I do is I approach and conceive of God. And surprisingly, that is enough for me to be able to say that I have an awareness of a power greater than myself. Yeah, so thanks so much.
Thank you very much, Carrie N. from California. Up next is Jason. I need your last initial, Jason, followed by Dion R., and after Dion, I'll take another lineup. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Jason KP, recovered compulsive eater and bulimic from outside of Philadelphia here in Pennsylvania. And, we're going through this chapter, We Agnostics, and Bill is kind of coming at it from many different angles. You know, are we intolerant? Are we prejudiced? Do we have these old ideas? Can we set aside those old ideas and have an open mind? For me, the fuel and, you know, motivation and desperate need to set aside all those things is from my first step, this deep discouragement, despair, hopelessness, horror, for me, suicidality, inability to live my life. And Bill not only says things once, he says things in multiple ways, and then he gives extrapolations or little vignettes or little illustrations and actual examples. And the personal stories is a great way for him to give a wide variety of people from different backgrounds, different experiences, and so forth. But again, we have a common solution. And yes, everyone is approaching and conceiving of this power, maybe in a slightly different way, but it is the same process, right? And, you know, I'm working with a sponsee recently who, you know, God and organized religion, it's not the best terminology. There's old ideas, and Buddhism speaks to this person, and I happen to practice Buddhism pretty intensively for many years. And I can change my language. Changing language doesn't change the power of God. If we call it Buddha nature or, you know, higher self or God or whatever, that doesn't change the nature of God. We call water water. Spanish people call it agua or whatever the word is. I'm not well versed. It doesn't change the nature of water to call it something different. So we have this unified path, and we hear that, you know, the world of the spirit is broad and roomy. God does not make too hard of terms. So can we set aside these old ideas? Are we sick, desperate, dying, and suffering? Do we want a new life? Can we open our mind to believe? And Bill's giving us, he's chipping away at our egos, our closed-mindedness, and he's going to give us illustrations. And I recently worked through the steps again. I have like 8.5 years, and once we hit the end of the 164, we just kept going, a story a day, and that was very, very instructive, something I hope to do with my sponsees. And with that, I pass.
Thank you very much. That is Jason KP from Pennsylvania. All right, up next is Dion R. And after Dion, I'm going to take another lineup of names. I remind everybody where we're at. We're on page 50 of We Agnostics. The second paragraph down in our personal stories, you will find through one paragraph ending with individual to settle for himself. So after Dion, I'll take another lineup of names. Good morning, Dion. Dion, I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
I can. Thank you very much.
Sorry about that. This is Dion R. from Compulsive Overeater, recovered compulsive overeater from Georgia. And thank you, Mo, and good morning to all. Just thank you. I just want to thank you all for your sharing the lead, Sharon. She sparked me with an interest to want to share, just being reminded of we all come with different ideas and different thoughts. And I had that agnostic thinking, too, when I came here. So, but the rooms was all-inclusive, and it allowed me to utilize the God of my understanding, which was very little. I had very little understanding when I came here, but it was roomy in these rooms. You guys gave me an opportunity to find the God of my understanding that I love today and my best friend, and put my judgment glasses down. And I was judging others and myself, and I realized in these rooms I don't have to take abuse of the God that I do serve from outside or inside the rooms. You know, I serve a God of my understanding. My Lord and Savior, I do. I love him. But I'm tolerant of other people. And it doesn't mean that because of what I believe that I need to take or give abuse of other people's beliefs or non-beliefs. And that's what we get in these rooms. And I wish this room was all over the world, and that belief was like the world. But today I'm grateful. And like someone just said, you can call it whatever you want to call it. It could be a different name, but it doesn't stop the power from flowing. And my sponsor gave me that opportunity because my thoughts was like, nope, it's my intelligence. It's my brain. It doesn't make sense. My favorite word, that doesn't make sense. And it doesn't have to make sense. It was that sixth sense that I couldn't tap into, which is spirituality. And I was fighting that. It wasn't intelligence. But thanks to this program and all of you and my higher power putting the food down, working the 12 steps, I have a better way of living and been doing it for many years. And with that, I'll pass. And I give that credit to the God of my understanding and all of you. And with that, I'll pass. Thanks for allowing me to share, Ma.
Hey, thank you very much. That is Dion R. from Georgia. And although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So who would like to share on this paragraph?
Rebecca M.
I got Rebecca M. Who was that, Rebecca? K.S. Was that S?
Yeah, K.S. from Iowa.
Iowa, okay.
Rifki R., New Jersey.
Rifki. Anyone else?
Francine K. from New York.
Who was from New York?
Francine K.
Francine. I got you, Francine. You from New York. So I have Rebecca M., K. S., Rifki R., and Francine. Anyone else?
Lisa N. in Georgia.
Lisa N. in Georgia. All right, hearing no one else, let's everyone mute your line except Rebecca M. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning, Mo. Thank you so much for your service and for everyone else doing service this morning and for everyone on the line. I'm so grateful for your presence helping me recover. And welcome to newcomers. For me, vision, this meeting completely transformed my recovery, and I just kept coming back. That's the only thing I've done perfectly. I love this paragraph because it's all inclusive and everyone is welcome here, no matter what your religious background or whether you don't have any religious background, you're welcome. And for me, what helped me with this relationship, the most important relationship in my life today is my relationship with my higher power, who I choose to call God, is spending time with my higher power. And what's been helping me recently is speaking out loud. I am moving to Ireland today. So I'm uprooting my life in California and moving. All of you guys are coming with me to Ireland, and I'm bringing God this time. This is the first move I've done with my higher power. Other moves have been out of fear all over the world for the last 10 years, and I'm ready to stay still in one place now. The search party's over. I've found God, and I found you guys, and I found this amazing program. And yeah, I my sponsor told me a really lovely line. She said, take a deep breath, grab God and go. And that's what I'm doing today. I've got my meals prepped for the plane, and I'm just spending time with my higher power. I'm becoming closer, and every morning I'm asking, and yeah, how do I move closer to you? How can I be of service? Because that's what my higher power wants me to be, of service and to love. And when I slip into fear, God isn't there. I've lost the connection. So I have to reconnect and get plugged in. And that's by just speaking out loud again or taking the action. God, you know, what would you have me do now? And that's been really helping me. And I'm really grateful for all of you. And I love this program. I really do, and I love you all. Have a great day. Thank you. I'll pass.
Thank you very much. That's Rebecca M. from California, soon to be in Ireland. Safe travels, Rebecca.
Thank you.
Up next is K.S., followed by Risky R. Good morning, Kay.
Good morning, Mo. Thank you so much. Can you hear me okay?
I can.
Okay, great. I really love this paragraph because it really gets me out of my ego, ease God out. I barely know my own answers. God forbid I don't know somebody else's. And so it sort of gives me a chance to practice some humility. And I love where it says, it really doesn't matter for this purpose, because our purpose and the thing that binds us is that we all have this common problem and this common beautiful solution. And, you know, anything that we do, it's the unity of, you know, all of us sharing our experiences that sort of unlocked the key. I mean, there were things I thought and did that I thought, well, that's perfectly normal. Or I didn't, you know, see that coming. And it's like later I was like, well, of course that's what came, you know. And so especially when it comes to the very intimate personal relationships, I would hate it if somebody told me, oh, this is the person you have to be married to the rest of your life and they're completely not right for me. And that's what we're doing here. We're developing a relationship with a higher power that is going to meet us at the most personal level. And so why wouldn't we want to have each of us find whatever that is that works for each of us? And it doesn't really matter in our program what you're doing over there as far as how you frame your power, who your higher power is. And I just really love the shares and it is just a matter of a different language. I believe we're kind of all going to this one loving authority. And what the name is doesn't really matter. The point is that it's loving and it's going to guide us not only in our personal program, but how we can stay unified together so that we can help each other, which is the only way we can get well. So I just really appreciate this paragraph and I thank you for your service and everyone that shares on here. I just get so much out of everybody's shares and thank God. You know, I don't need to even understand. I just need to accept that we all have found the power that works for us, the higher power. So that's all I got. Thanks.
Well, yeah. Thank you very much. Yeah, thank you. That's KS from Iowa. Up next is Rifki R, followed by Francine. Good morning. Good morning, Rifki.
Hi, good morning, Mo. Thanks for moderating. My name is Rifki R. I'm calling in from New Jersey. Thanks, everyone, for your shares, and thanks for everyone for being here, and to everyone that makes this meeting possible. Before I came into program, I to these rooms, I couldn't understand how it all worked. Like, how could it be, like, spiritual, God-centered program with different people, different religions, all recovering, using the same 12 steps. And I grew up religious and I guess in a way, a little shelter, like, you know, I was afraid of hearing about, you know, different people's beliefs and how it would affect how it would affect me. But now that I'm here, I'm finding that I can learn from everybody. I'm understanding the difference between religion and spirituality. That's how that works. This is a spiritual program. It's not a religious program. We are, like it says here, we all have our own, we each have our own understanding of our higher power, and it's our own. I don't have to take on anyone else's. I don't have to take on anyone else's understanding of their higher power. Because I have my own understanding to the best of my ability of my higher power. And we all, you know, help each other and learn from each other. And I'm grateful to be here. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you very much. That's Rifki R. from New York. Up next is Francine, followed by Lisa N. Good morning, Francine. And give us your last initial when you get on, Francine. Press star one to unmute. All right. Let me skip over to
I'm
Lisa.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Ann.
I figured it out.
Okay.
Sorry about that. Hi, Francine. Okay, from Long Island, New York. It's the first time I'm on a phone meeting, so
you're welcome.
I was given this number by someone who I asked to sponsor me, and just even doing that was major for me. I've been in recovery for a while, another fellowship in this. So when I first came and read this, and I appreciated that I was able to develop a God of my own understanding. And I also was able, you know, listen to direction, like, you know, told to just go home and invite God in, you know, and practice that. And I had already been having experiences where I was talking to the air and things started happening. I noticed those things that felt like, how could that be a coincidence? That this happened after I said, you know, asked out loud something. And now, you know, that's developed over time. And I have regular practices with that. And I am careful, like someone's saying, like to be careful when it becomes like automated and in my head or from my heart and really, you know, practice. Having that be a place where I fully am like plugged in, and I really identified with the fact that, like, you know, I could put things, feelings, things, and people before God and block that connection for myself and have to reconnect at any moment, and whether in my thoughts or my actions or my prayers. And you know, the waiting after, you know, that, you know, even the serenity prayer is told to pause. God, grab me the serenity and wait. And it still is these reminders, because every day, this is daily practice, so every day I have to, even every moment, sometimes I have to renew what that means to me. And more practice, it's like a spiritual muscle, and I have developed it. But I also see that there's something to be said about community with others and allowing that, you know, even though I've had a bumpy road in recovery and interacting with people, to even ask someone to sponsor me in this fellowship once again after going through some bumpy roads with that. I was just reading something this morning about, like, how far, you know, am I willing to give up the things in my life to allow someone else that has more experience to guide me? And it says here, the word conceived, I have the definition to imagine or understand. And it's just asking me to have an open mind, to have an understanding of something that's loving and caring mm-hmm. and opposite. Thank you. I didn't know how long I was to
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Francine K., and welcome. from New York. And up next is Lisa N. And possibly after Lisa, there may be time for one more share. Good morning, Lisa. Press star one, Lisa.
Oh, there it was talking away. Okay, Mo. Hi, this is Lisa N. Oh, Lord. Recovery compulsive overeater in Georgia. I'm so grateful for this meeting, for all of y'all. And just once again, this paragraph just fills me with gratitude for Bill and Bob, you know, the first 100. And I mean, you know, I'm so glad that I can call my higher power God. My experience has shown this big book was godly inspired. You know, it's my belief. And I'm so grateful. What this paragraph tells me too is I don't have to be threatened by anybody else's conception. I mean, I'm not today. There was a If we go back to the paragraph from yesterday talking about intolerance, you know, I'm not anymore. I know what my experience has been. I absolutely know, hey, I call it God, but something swooped in and saved me, you know, something. And it wasn't me, you know, and it wasn't another person. And so I'm just so grateful. And I love that, you know, like I don't have to argue with anybody. You know, I know people in this program who've been recovered for years and they're agnostic or they're atheists. It doesn't matter. And, you know, my 18-year-old son, he can say, you know, he can tell me, oh, you know, there's no God, blah, blah. And I don't have to argue with him. You know, I can just pray, you know, I can just pray for him. It's all good. But I just love the simplicity. For me, all I had to do was, you know, get abstinent, start working these steps. The relationship with that higher power was revealed to me just by me doing the work that it says to do in this book. And it's just so cool. And I'm just grateful. All right, I pass. Thanks.
Thank you very much. That's Lisa N. And I think you said you're from Georgia.
Well, yes, Georgia.
Yeah, thank you very much. We have time for if somebody has a burning desire for a 1 minute share. Anybody have a burning desire? If not, we will close the meeting.
Nirvana A.
Okay, you got it, Nirvana.
Thank you, Mo. I always like the 1 minute shares because that's all I have. So I just wanted to say in a yoga class, the teacher said God, and a lot of people got a bit antsy about it. And then she says God stands for give own definition. And I thought that was the best definition I heard about God. You know, make your own God, imagine whatever you like and create what you like. This is our imagination. And then just go with that. And with that, I pass. Thank you so much.
Thank you. That's perfect. Perfect, perfect, perfect. Nirvana A from California. All right. Let's see. We will now close with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. And I will now ask Lou Ann C. to please read A Vision for You. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. Good morning, Lou Ann.
Thanks, Mo. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right. and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to Him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of your destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.